whatever.
All right, AP, hey, listen, thanks for coming out because it wasn't a great night for you. Bad starts and then some crashes. And, yeah, not ideal night. And honestly, you, Jason, and Coop, just, yeah, ups and downs and back and forth.
Yeah. I mean, I was happy with my riding, and obviously in the first one I didn't get the greatest start, and then I was floundering around in, like, 11th and 12th. And then, it was just weird until about halfway. And about halfway I started clicking off laps, and I got by, you know, Barsha and worked my way up to 6th and almost got by Jason, and then and ended up 6th. So, yeah, that was decent. And then the second one, I got a really good start. I was about to pass Jet for the lead, and then Kenny got me. And then, I got passed by Coop and Justin. And then Chase.
Justin was a little aggressive, I think, right? Did I right, I think?
Jason. That was weird, yeah. He came in like I did something wrong. But,
I think he was pissed at his own riding and taking it out on other people.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that. But, it was definitely weird. He came in revving pretty good. And, I ended up getting back by him, getting back by Coop. And then, I finished 4th. So that was good. And then third one, got a okay start. Not the worst, not the best. And then got in behind Jason. And we were going through the whoops, and I don't know if he made a mistake or whatever, but I just seen his side plate, and I went down. And I
looked up, and I caught you running down the track.
Yeah. I saved myself from hitting the ground, so that was decent.
Yeah.
Very agile with my lankiness.
Cat-like reflexes.
Yeah, cat-like reflexes, but... But no, it was just a weird, weird night, and I need to get back on my grind and just get back to being up front. So I need to work on starts this week. I need to work on sprint laps and just be better all around.
You know, one of the things we were talking about you this week on one of my stupid shows, and I was saying, like, look, it was Osborne and I were talking on my show, and I was like, look, like, you know, you've got the speed, you got podiums, right? You won. But, like, the grind and week in and week out. And Zacha was like, yeah, like, it's a lot. Like, it's the, you know, you've done it before. It's not like your first time, but it just catches up to you. And we were, like, thinking, is it catching up to even Jason, right? He's not been the same guy either lately. So, I don't know. It's one of those things, like, you know, maybe it's just the fucking grind.
Yeah. And it was, I don't know. It's been weird. Like, Daytona, I hit the ground pretty hard.
Yeah.
And I don't think I realized how hard
I'm surprised
I hit
you got up right away.
I was definitely seeing stars. And when I got up, I was like rolling around. I was like, wow, I need to take it easy. But I pulled in the mechanics area and like I got new goggles because I hit hard enough to where it ripped my goggles from my face and got dirt up under my. Yeah. So it was definitely a hard hit. So that week was hard.
So you do nothing that week probably?
No, I got out there. Yeah, I was back to training on Monday. But it was definitely a harder week than most, and then I went into the next one last round, Birmingham. Yep. And I was just like I was going through the motions, but it was just tough, you know? It was tough to get that 20 minutes in and kind of be little beat up and battered, but I don't want to make any excuses. Like I need to be better, but also the weekly grind, but Daytona didn't help that. But I still feel good. I still feel fresh, but it's just
I'll tell Zacho that.
Yeah.
you know what I was thinking today? I was like, when's the last time these dudes just had a fucking normal track that's not death-defying? And honestly, I almost had to go back to Anaheim too, or maybe Glendale. Like, just a normal supercross where I'm not trying to die.
Yeah. Cheat death. Yeah.
I feel bad for you guys because it's kind of hurt the racing a little bit because you guys have been like, oh, shit, I don't want to die.
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely been weird.
Glendale would be it. Glendale.
Glendale. Yeah, for sure. I think, and then, like, I don't know. Arlington to me wasn't horrible.
Okay.
It was, it was good, but you definitely had to watch yourself. You can make a lot of mistakes. But yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying. It's definitely brought the racing a little bit down, and
just, you want to see you guys because you're all incredible athletes and you can go as fast as shit. It's just now we're like seeing guys watching themselves because of these tracks and the weather. Right.
Yeah, it's scary. Right. Like, and I don't know why they picked this Triple Crown for this track, because I don't know if they could have stuck it in anywhere else. But it was just this many laps on this track was like, it's scary. And and after a while, I mean, you got to be focused for, you know, I don't know, 12, 36 plus 3 or whatever. So, yeah. So it's like, it's just a little mental they did it here. But like I said, I don't put together the schedule. I don't know how it works. I don't know.
I'll tell you, they don't want to do it open air stadiums. They don't want to do it on pits that are far away for different reasons, for emergencies. They want to do it on the east and on the west. You know, and like, you start eliminating some buildings, but it is a weird choice. Last question for you. Did you change your gear between each main?
First and the second one, I just a jersey. Okay. The second and third one, full set. Okay. I went from orange to blue.
First guy tonight I've talked to you that went to the full set.
Yeah. I was a little saturated after the second one. So I was like, I had to get out of that stuff and into some new stuff. But yeah.
Thanks, AP.
Yes, sir.